Earners, what's up? Look, if you're like us, then you pour your heart into creating content. But let's be real. Relying on algorithms to decide the fate of your efforts, that's not the move. That's where Kajabi steps in. It puts you in the driver's seat of your content, brand, and income. As content creators, we know the grind doesn't stop at production. Managing the business side is a whole other game. But guess what? With Kajabi, you don't need to hire a big team or juggle multiple tools. It's your one-stop platform to run your entire online business effortlessly. Here's a scoop. Kajabi is the all-in-one platform that supports entrepreneurs in transforming their passions into profit. Whether it's through an online course, membership sites, or coaching, Kajabi has all the tools you need. And the best part? You keep every penny you make. No revenue sharing here. We've been using Kajabi, and it's a real game changer. The analytics help you track what works, the payment options are a breeze, and the email marketing tools, well, top notch. It simplified our lives and let us focus on what we love to do, and that's creating. So are you ready to take control and stop leaving your success to chance? Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial. Just go to kajabi.com/earn. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the thousands of creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Do celebrity brands have less credibility in the, like, spirit world? Like, are they looked at as like, oh, this is not credible because a celebrity owns it?
No, but I think that's become the cookie cutter approach. Like, everybody now, they're, who's your celebrity? You're like, damn, you didn't even, could you taste it first? Could we talk about it? Like,
you got back in this thing.
Yeah, and then a lot of them don't work. I think, you know, we all see the successes and think like it's a recipe and a formula, and sometimes it just isn't. Like, there have been a lot of celebrity failures out there as well.
So let me ask you this. It's a French name.
Mm-hmm.
It has, previously, I don't think it has it on these bottles, but it has the location. It's mm-hmm. off of France Saint-Tropez.
Yep.
Wouldn't automatically expect it was owned by somebody black.
Right.
But you're doing interviews, so obviously you're in the forefront.
Yep.
Did you ever think about not putting yourself out there? Because a lot of times, unfortunately, it's like, once we realize something is black,
nah, we ain't rocking.
Two things happen. The white people classified as a black brand,
mm-hmm.
and even some black people might look at it a different way.
Yeah.
So, but then on the other side, you get support for being a black business, right? Like Carmelo, and he probably did that because you're from Baltimore, you're black. It's like, okay, he's black, he has a wine. Why not show him love? So it can go either way. But I can see how, you know, being labeled as like a black business, a black brand, can be harmful.
Yeah. So in the beginning, no, I did not. And my PR team was like adamant that I get out there and talk about myself being the owner and founder, because I had no interest. I wanted the product to live on itself for that very reason. I didn't want it to be stigmatized as like a black owned brand. And we deal with that to this day. So I tell everybody, yes, it's owned by a black person, but it's not only for black people. And I have to say that because everyone's like, black rosé. I'm just like, come on, you know what I mean? Like, no, it's a luxury rosé from the south of France, from Saint-Tropez, that's owned by a black man. So you totally get that. I think the challenging part was to make sure that it did look and feel luxury, right? Because you could say you're a high-end luxury wine and then the shit be bootleg. Excuse my language, sorry about that. But so for us, it was important that everything about it felt like the competitive set. So you can never say, oh, but that's less than. There's nothing less than about this product. We can go toe-to-toe with the best of them. And I never set my goals on being the number one black-owned rosé brand in the world. No, I want to be the number one rosé brand in the world, period.
Yeah, I mean, so the white wine, mm-hmm. obviously, and you said you're going into red. I'm just trying to think now, like, you have the PR team.
Yep.
Right? We obviously know you're the owner. Who's coming up with the ideas for expansion? Who's a part of the team that has helped this grow so fast in such a short time, right? Because we're talking maybe 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
So who's the people that are around you that have helped you get here in a sense of, did you, you know, create relationships as you've grown from brand, obviously from Moët mm-hmm. to Ace of Spade, obviously maybe with the people at the Heat. Are you looking at people like, as you're growing, like, all right, I like this person. When I start mine, I want to come back and find this person. How did you build a team? Who was the team?
Yes, when I built, so the team is still only four of us, which is crazy. Wow. We do a lot of, and that's the internal sales.
The whole team is almost here.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, for the most part.
That's a first.
But again, I take a very like outsourced mentality to a lot of things, right? So there's certain projects we'll tap into the network. I know this person was good at X. When I worked on this brand, this person was good at X when I worked on that brand. And you tap into them for those specific areas. Mm-hmm. The last thing we wanted to do was to be so heavy on salaries that we didn't have cash flow to do what we needed to do to move. So for that reason, we didn't hire a lot of people. But yeah, we definitely tap into those networks. Like there's group chats of everything that happens, label design, Instagram captions, like it just flows around. And then you have to bounce stuff off of other people to really get that real input. Not too many people, because there's too much feedback is bad, but that trusted in a circle through over the years. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. As far as the Rosé and the Blanco is concerned, do you have an idea, long-term vision, like is in your perfect world, would it be 50-50 split? Well, now you got the red wine too. Is it like a 50-50 or 33-33, or is the rosé always going to be the flagship product and the other ones are kind of like ancillary?
That's a good question. You know, ideally, because we started with the rosé, it should always be our flagship. But based upon the share market that white wine and red wine has, you would think that they will overtake the rosé someday. But for me personally, it's going to always be the rosé.
Rosé is a champion.
Yeah.
How much of your day does this consume, right? Because do you have other interests outside of doing wine, or is this wine has become, because I'm listening to you talk and I'm like, he knows all the statistics for wine. Pretty well versed in this. Does this consume most of your day, or do you have other interests in investing or something else?
I mean, for now, this is day in, day out. And that's because we're at this inflection point where you got to, either you go now under the window and it's going to be closed, right? So we have to focus. I have to focus. It's important to know what my competitors are doing, what's happening in the space. So I spend a good portion of my day, my girl would probably say way too much of my day on this business. Yeah.
So the people that you used to work for now, your biggest competitors.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And they all watching. Like you look at LinkedIn and your Instagram story. She's like, oh, all of them. You know what I'm saying?
So I know. She's looking at my story.
Yeah.
has there been any negative issues, feedback, anything?
You mean from previous?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, Jay's a big name. People use his name for clickbait. I don't say it, but people see Ace of Spades and then it becomes like, oh, you work for Jay-Z? I was like, I never said that. You know what I mean? Like, so you deal with that. I haven't heard that personally, but I know that's probably a sore spot over there, right? And then for the previous company, you know, they never thought that I could leave and do something like this. So, and we're growing, and we're nipping at their heels, and we are the younger, cooler, great tasting rosé.
I feel like you wanted to say something else.
Yeah.
We're the freshest shit on the block. Yeah.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.